Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hope you're having an incredible, incredible day, and may peace be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching the show. Yes, I can. With me, your host, Dr. Istihar Jamil. And today is an epic moment, is a monumental moment, because today is the book launch of Women Who Lead Volume 2. And I'm here today with all the ladies from the Women Who Lead. Darlings, come off mute and say hello.
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 So exciting.
Wonderful. So today I have the beautiful Charlene, Noel, Natalie, Jan, Francisca, and a few of the ladies who can't be here physically today, but are here with us in spirit. Just so excited. This is the moment that most of us have been waiting for. It's the launch of Women Who Lead in us, not only becoming a published author, but also sharing our hearts out, our challenges, our tears, because it isn't just suddenly, ta-da, here I am. We had to go through things that moving mountains, swimming, crawling, whatever that it takes for us to be here today. I'm your host, Dr. Istihar Jamil. I'm a media and publicity expert, and I love helping women sharing their voices on prestigious platforms around the world without prejudice. Let me introduce you to the ladies today. Well, I still remember, Women Who Lead Volume 2 is out on Amazon today just for 99 cents. So the link is below on the show notes below. So make sure you grab a copy. This is a very special launch price. It's only going to stay at this price for 24, 48 hours. And proceeds will be donated to the Forgotten Children, Inc., a local charity of mine to fight against human trafficking. Yes, you heard me right. Human trafficking is happening in my neighborhood. And the fight against human trafficking is everybody's business. It's our children to take care of. So first up, I'm just going to say hello to Charlene. Charlene, come and say hello and quickly introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. And I just love your heart behind this project. Bless you for having us join you. I'm here with my work wife, Noelle McHugh. We're from the Challenge Queens Event Agency, and we provide virtual live event management for entrepreneurs and business owners who are using live experiences and events as part of their business model and sales and marketing to attract new clients. So we help them stay in their zone of genius and run all the tech and that overwhelming stuff behind the scenes. So thank you for having us.
Thank you. And Noel, darling, come and say hello.
Hello, everybody. Like Charlene said, we are co-founders of the CQ Event Agency, and we absolutely love lifting people up so they can present their message strongly and powerfully without distractions. Our vehicle is through the power of virtual events. In all things lockdown, as you guys know, we suddenly had a global reach, and we're very passionate about teaching entrepreneurs about that global reach and how they can expand their reach through virtual events.
Fantastic. And Noel, the last time I talked to you, you had that little tree, the tall little tree. What happened to that little tree? Like, now
it's actually changed rooms, and I have a new tree coming in. I'm excited to show it to you, but you're right. I don't have it here today.
Yes, fantastic. Well, you know, she had it in the, you know, in the background, in the frame. So that is exciting. Thank you so much, Noel. And next I'm going to go to Natalie Perez, who is my neighbor. We live quite close by to each other. And Natalie is also my cinematographer who shot my TED Talk at TEDx Gelthorn Women in 4th of December 2021. Natalie, come and say hello.
Hello, everyone. I am so grateful to be here today. Istihar, you've done such an amazing job with all of your books, so especially this one. And I'm so happy to be here with all you amazing women, just powerhouses. I'm Natalie Perez. Like Istihar said, I'm a cinematographer based in Los Angeles. I really love telling stories that uplift the voices of women and minorities. And to furthermore add on to that, I co-founded a video production company called SheTV Media, and where we focus on doing this. And so, yeah, so excited to be here. So excited to present in writing for once, because I'm always doing video stuff. So this is a nice change of pace.
Fantastic. It's storytelling, but with a twist that Natalie yes. has. Fantastic. And now I'm going to go to Jen Schiffner, who lives up north from me in Seattle. My husband's family lives in Seattle, so I know what the weather is like in Seattle, and also having lived in England for many, many years. Jen, darling, come and say hello.
Good morning. As Izzy said, I'm Jan Schiffner. I've been in sales marketing, sales management for 30 years, very successfully. I love what I do. I love working and coaching with people. I am thrilled to be a part of this. And as someone else just said, Isadora is one of the most remarkable people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And she has skyrocketed me into a new realm of possibilities. And I'm thrilled to be participating. I have a great Pyrenees barking in the background. I apologize for that, but this is live and real. So thank you all for being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's such a pleasure to have you here. And if I remember correctly, Jen got several copies of Women Who Lead Volume 1 because she loved it so much. She bought several copies and shared with her colleagues, her friends. And then when the opportunity comes, when I open up the places or the spots nomination for Women Who Lead Volume 2, guess who said yes? Jen! And as soon as she's like saying yes, and she wrote her chapter, she emailed me, I think within a day or so, one or two days, she's like, I've written my chapter. I had it within me. Like, it's you. I feel that people already have a chapter or a book within themselves. It just needs to be unleashed. So thank you so much, Jen. And next we have the beautiful Francisca all the way in Central America, right? If I remember correctly. Oh, hang on, darling, you're on mute. Do you want to unmute yourself?
South America, so close.
sorry, Southern America. Where goes my geography today? Atlantic time zone? And then, Southern America. Come and say hello, Francisca, and introduce yourself.
Hi, so I'm Francisca, and this is a dream come true, to be honest. I am so excited. I barely slept today, to be honest. I was also like, you know, telling everyone this has been a project for like months that, I mean, you've done such an amazing job. You've also been so patient with me because for a while I had some email issues, but you know, like you say, it is done. When you want something to happen, you make it happen. And that's one of like the biggest lessons that I've learned over the years. And what I do is I'm an English confidence coach. So I help non-native English speakers to just let go of, you know, feeling frustrated to feeling completely confident and fluent so that they can expand their life and work opportunities. And it's such a joy because I founded this program called the English Confidence Method, where I really express like my genius zone and my creativity. And I always wanted to do creative stuff. So for me, like creation, it's just a dream. And I feel so blessed. I don't have any words, to be honest.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Francisca. It is absolutely a dream come true. And I remember my first time doing it. And then I remember every time that I've done it ever since becoming an author. It is an experience. It is always something new, something just like, did it just happen? Did it really? And I have to pinch myself like you. I couldn't sleep. I woke up, you know, early, making sure everything is taken care of. But thank you so much for being part of this project. Women Who Lead is available on Amazon today only. So make sure you grab a copy, and proceeds will be donated to the Forgotten Children, Inc. to fight against human trafficking. So let's get to know these ladies a little bit more. And, you know, like what, first of all, I wanted to check in with Jen. So Jen, darling, four of the ladies today are wearing black, you know, I'm wearing pink, and then Natalie has got something today. It seems that they're all matchy-matchy today. I did tell them it's a red carpet event, so, but they look beautiful, absolutely beautiful today. I just wanted to say that. So Jen, darling, can you just share a little bit about what made you want to share your story, your message, in a book, because I know that this is your first time doing it. it's a huge leap of, you know, journaling from the space of journaling privately to sharing it to the world like this. And is the way I see it, a book is always first and foremost an act of service. And then it's a legacy and authority building. So Jen, what made you wanted to share your story in a book?
I had a good friend that worked with you, and I have followed her on LinkedIn and Facebook for years. And suddenly one day next to her name, it said international best-selling author. And I was like, what? Wow, that is so exciting. And I reached out to her and said, how did you do this? And I got on Izzy's list to be included in her daily emails. And I was on fire about this, as Izzy mentioned, from day one. I had a chapter that was trying to explode out of me. And it was one of the most cathartic things I have ever done, to look back over my career and not see it as challenging as it was, and it was challenging, but to really see it for the first time as what I would call a hero's journey or a heroine's journey, where when things happen in people's lives, it's not always linear or straight, and things aren't always easy. And there were definitely some pivotal points in my life that have shaped who I am today. And I'm very grateful for them. And I wouldn't have said that at the time, but writing it really helped me gain that perspective and become so excited about the future. I think I have a few more chapters in me that still need to be written, Izzy. So thank you so much for this extraordinary opportunity. And I'm on fire about it.
Oh, thank you so much, Tam. So grateful for it. Can we just give Jen a wave? Which is fantastic. And Jen mentioned that it first started with her seeing a good friend of hers that she's known for some time, who happens to be one of my clients. And she's just suddenly, hang on a minute, when did that happen? Number one international best-selling author. So that kind of triggered something in you that I feel that you've always wanted. Like, you know, your body knows what you want, but then when you see it, you're like, oh yeah, that's it. And then Jen made a commitment. When she made the commitment, then things just start to accelerate. That's the key in Jen's chapter. You got to make a commitment. You got to make a decision. If you're on edge, on the fence, yes or no, it's like a relationship, isn't it? Like, does he like me? Does he like me? Then we're going to go for him. And then you'd be like, what? You stay in there. So beautifully said. Thank you so much, Jen. And now I'm going to check in with Noel. Noel, what is this pivot moment? What is this game-changing moment that made you want to share your life, your message, your brand, your business in a book?
Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, this is so exciting. I love hearing everybody's kind of why from where they came from, because although I know what's in the book, I don't actually know like their why. So I love hearing this, and thank you for this opportunity. So my why, honestly, is that I was a solopreneur for many years. And when everything locked down, I went online because I don't sit well. So I have a local business, and I went online to bring my business online, took a marketing course or whatever. And that's where I met Charlene. And she was in there with another business. And so we were coming at this marketing thing from two different perspectives. But what we realized, and we were being taught how to run events to have more of a global reach for our business. And so we were doing that, and it was really challenging to wear all the hats in running a virtual event. And so then we just helped each other. We helped each other as friends. And then we realized very quickly that other people that were also in the marketing class shouldn't be doing that alone either. And so what we quickly tripped over and fell into this gap was that lots of gurus and mentors that we all love and follow are teaching people how to expand their reach through the power of virtual events, but they are not they're not there at the event with them. So they're teaching them how to do them, but then you're still on your own. You're still a solopreneur. So even if you have a VA, that VA doesn't know how to run an event, right? Or if you have a funnel builder, that person's not there with you. And so what we realized, coupled with, you know, my feelings of years of feeling alone as a solopreneur, was like, we should not be doing this alone. Even if you're not running events, you should not be building your business on your own. We need to partner together. We need to be a team. And so what we're doing is partnering with people who are running virtual events and also who are teaching others to run virtual events to be there at the event with them. So just like a wedding planner will help you plan the event, they also show up to the event. And that is the gap that we fell into. So, you know, there are people that are helping plan virtual events. We help plan and we show up to help execute the event. And so really the message on my heart after feeling so alone for so many years is team. That's where beautiful. I'm coming from. It's really that we need to do this together. We've all been created as different parts of the body and we need to come together with a similar mission in mind and execute together. And I really think that's how the world is intended to be. And I've landed on that in the last few years and I want to share it with the world. And so a book was the perfect vehicle to get that message out there. And so thank you very much for that opportunity.
My pleasure. And what a fantastic story to that. And it is the team concept, right, Noah? Because we often feel alone. And I do feel alone because it's just me or my team. And, you know, if you were to go in an office, you would see people. But, you know, most of the time we're at home. And this team concept, Noah, that you mentioned, is the team that works together with veterans and rookie is the team that wins championships. Mm-hmm. The team that wins the Super Bowl, you know, like in America. So I don't know how is it like in Canada, but I mean, a Super Bowl is like, yeah, it's like a huge, huge thing. And those teams stick together through thick and thin for months, for weeks, for years. And some of them win multiple championships because of the trust they have each other with, because of they are working together really well because of the leadership, whatever. That is, you know, football here isn't something that I'm familiar with because I grew up in Malaysia. So when I came here, I'm like, oh, this man with this huge and then tights and running around. I'm like, what is this kind of, I don't understand. Stop and this.
Yeah.
But team, right, Noel, is the things that.
Oh, man. And it together. Like, I just got shivers because it translates. You're talking about football. It translates into everything. I went live on my personal page the other day and I was like, you can have a dream as a solopreneur, but if you want to have a business, you have to have a team. Look around at any mentors, look around at any businesses that you admire, that you respect. It's not one person running those things. So if you want to have a business and really expand your dream, you've got to step out and start bringing other people into that dream with you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Noel. Speaking of team, let's give Noel a wave. And speaking of team, Natalie Paris has a team. She co-founded SheTV Media on the day of my TED Talk. She was there, her team member was there because we had, I think, three camera crews and there was someone. Natalie was actually the person on the day because, you know, I wear the hijab and everything. So she had to mic me up in the bathroom because I couldn't just, you know, mic like that, right? Because it's a lapel kind of microphone. So we really had to like go a little bit the extra mile for it. So Natalie, speaking of teams and speaking of your story and what you love doing, storytelling and your message, tell us what made you want to kind of put a piece of you that you share something extraordinary and you quote in the book, what if I fail? And then, oh, darling, what if you fly? You know, something like that. So can you just share with us what made you want to voice it out in a book?
Definitely. Well, I think the whole team conversation, Noel, this like bleeds totally perfectly into my story. Also, I just don't understand how solopreneurs exist, period. I could never run a business without my business partner. It's just way too much work. It's too much work for two of us. Like we need 50 people, but so I give so much props to people who are solopreneurs. And And before I started my business, I worked as, well, I still am a cinematographer, which is a very solo typepreneur job. You are your own, you know, boss, you get your own jobs, meet people, you sell yourself. And that's kind of what my story is about. I wrote about this literal dream come true moment where I met one of my film heroes, this cinematographer that I really admire. And it was really scary. And I actually had the opportunity to meet him in person, but in person, I chickened out. And I didn't go up to him. I didn't say hello. I just chickened out and watched from afar. And that afternoon driving home, I was so angry at myself. And I was like, that was it. That was my make or break moment. And I broke. I missed it. So that's it. I'm not going to be a cinematographer. That's the end. And so when I got home, I, you know, had all this self-talk going on. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to send an email. If I don't send an email to him, to like his agent or someone that I can find online that seems connected to him, then I, you know, will just be so upset. So I ended up sending an email, which I feel like sometimes the hardest things maybe mentally, like career-wise to do are physically the easiest things. So it was sending this very vulnerable email to someone to say, hey, I admire your work. You know, I look up to you. Would love to take you out to coffee, and was so surprised that he actually responded and invited me to the film set of the show, which was Jane the Virgin, which I was totally in love with that show, totally in love with Gina Rodriguez. Like, I just loved everything about that show. And so I actually got to learn from this person I admire so much on the show that changed my life and really got me into filmmaking in the first place. So it was, I had a dream about it and then I was there and it was a total dream come true. But it really comes down to keeping it with that team aspect. I couldn't have got there if I didn't ask for help or I didn't ask for an opportunity or I didn't accept an opportunity that someone was giving me. I think that's a lot of times too, being, you know, women solopreneurs, women entrepreneurs, people will be like, hey, let me know if you need help. And we're like, okay, thanks. But no, I don't want to, you know, burden you or whatever, but it's accepting people's help when they offer it to you and accepting people's advice and just, you know, the opportunities that they give you. So yeah, it was really cool to write about it. I love writing. I've always loved writing, but ever since I got into film, I never, like, it just went out the back door because now film is my storytelling medium. So it was really, really fun to write it down into a story and just, you know, time capsule the story. And I actually sent it to Lowell Peterson, who's the guy that I admire. And he was like, wow, he's like, I did not know that that experience meant this much to you. And he was like, it is so cool to see it now, you know, years later, seeing what a big impact that was. So
yeah. Oh, can we have an awe moment, darlings? It's literally like, because it is the opportunity, right? Like, just like what you said, Natalie, when opportunity comes and knocking the door, hello, I'm here, take me. And then you're like, no, not yet. No, thank you. When I'm ready. And you also mentioned something about, you know, that email, right? It takes courage to put yourself out there, even though it's just a click of a button. But that click of a button sometimes is like means the world. It's like you're like, don't do it. And then like, oh my God, clicked. And it takes courage because of the vulnerability or perhaps in the past, what happened to us. Rejection is one of the things that hurts, right? Rejection hurts because you're like, oh no, this and that. And I really admire that courage of you and just taking it in. And even though it's just like, it's just a button, but that button could be a game changer for people who know, and sending that over. I remember when, and Natalie, you weren't even pitching or anything, right? You're just like sharing about you and making the connection. And I feel that is also the key where people could feel it. Part of my, you know, people now are starting to pitch to me and I'm like, hang on a minute. Like, and then there's like, so businessy. I'm like, leave me alone, you know, like just leave me alone. I'm not people's profit center. I'm not, what I thrive on is connection, just like what Natalie said, the connection, the vulnerability, that's what I thrive for. And that is kind of like similar principle that when I reach out to Oprah's publisher, you know, just kind of that, oh my God, it's this, but not to pitch, not to anything, but just share myself and share making the connection. And then instantly Oprah's publisher was like, I checked you out. Where did you come from? This is my number, call me now. I'm like, okay, when Oprah's publisher tell you to call them, right? You call them. And then we get a conversation and she was like, I really want you to be in a book project with Oprah. I'm like, let me think about it. Send me the contract. Let me have a look. I just had a baby, but in my heart, I was like, ah, did that really happen? And it did. Heroes, Leaders, and Legends, available on Amazon, which with me and Oprah. So really grateful. But thank you. It takes, I know what it takes to put yourself out there. But Women Who Lead today, available today, Natalie's chapter, Noel, Charlene, Jan, Francisca, and the other beautiful ladies are available on Amazon today for a very special launch price. So make sure you grab it. Proceeds will be donated to the Forgotten Children in charity to fight against human trafficking, to help our children, to help those women, both men and women, who are unfortunately being sucked into those blood-sucking vampire industry. So next up, I'm going to bring up Francisca. So Francisca, darling, tell us what made you want to share your story in a book. You're on mute, sweetheart.
That happened, sorry. Oh gosh, there are so many puzzle pieces. Well, to be honest, I wanted to share how I really overcame depression and anxiety in my teenage years, and also how I have used social media and English and entrepreneurship to just grow and step out of my comfort zone. And for me, that's like the most important message. It's just like growing up in South America and being so different and like not knowing what to do with that, you know, like not knowing how to deal with like being unconventional and live out of creativity. And it's just something that, like, I look now and it's just been a year since I've had such a massive transformation, and it's such a telling of how things can change when you commit, you know, and when you put like a little bit of effort every single day, you know, and having patience and really, you know, having confidence in yourself, and just, even if it's family, friends, you know, you, okay, you love them, but really they cannot, you know, what they say cannot stop you from like, or society cannot stop you from achieving your dreams. So that, like, for me, that is everything. So it's just been amazing. I still cannot believe that I'm doing all of this. Like, I don't even know how it happened, really. But yeah, you know, it was a chance. And for me, it was, at first it was super scary, because for me it was, all of what I have invested, you know, like in the with you in the project, with like mentors that I cannot believe I've had the chance to work with. It was a big commitment. It was a really, really big commitment. Mm-hmm. But that shows how you can make it happen. And which is why for me, I always, when I speak with potential clients for my program that I know that need my help, I just am kind of like always showing them this little mindset shift of how really there's no really change if you don't commit and if you don't invest. And it's not about you, of course you need money to grow a business, but it's not only about the money. It is about, you know, like, you know that coaching has changed you, because I know for a fact that I wouldn't be where I am today without mentors and therapy. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this a lot. Like, for me, my course is really about ambition and growing through language, because what makes me different is that I didn't learn like by being in another country. I was here and I still, like, so for me that was like really weird, and I was like, okay, I have to do something about it, you know, like you know, maybe like people need, you know, it's like a zone of genius, you know. So it's just being amazing to incorporate all of my gifts into that. And when people don't give themselves a chance to see it, it's really painful. Mm-hmm. Because they're the ones who are missing like all this amazing opportunity. Like, if I wouldn't have said yes to you and said yes to mentors, but it takes, you know, it takes a mindset shift. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that I get about you, Franziska, is this leaders like you and trailblazers like each of these women, they risk it all. They risk it all, whether it's time, money, energy, whatever they have, they risk it all. And, you know, it is an investment, a huge investment. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I still can't believe, like, why did I just do that, right? Why did I just do that and put myself in that situation? But there's something when you take the risk, when you go all out, then you unleash, there's no stopping you. That's how you become unstoppable from the book, T.M.S. Grover, right? The key to being unstoppable, a cleaner, a Michael Jordan in your era, is actually to go for it, everything that you have got. There's no holding back. And that's what I get about you, Franziska, the courage, the risk to go, everything that you have got, what makes you a leader and trailblazer. Look, leaders, they, if people go this way, we go this way because we trailblaze the other path. For some reason, we just want to go to the opposite direction. We like risk it all, like it, like you mentioned, it's uncomfortable, it's scary, but that's where we live every day. That what makes us in our zone of genius, the best in what we do. Fantastic work, darling.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. So thank you so much. I'm so honored to be surrounded by you guys, by you girls. what I wanted to add was that what I wish I knew when I was growing up as a teen, you know, and, you know, feeling like pain because of like, you know, mental health, was that really, and like later on in my early 20s, I wish I knew that feeling uncomfortable is normal. Mm-hmm. Because before I used to like have these feelings of like, oh, this doesn't feel right. It feels wrong. It must be wrong. You know, whenever I had this big break, this big chance, I just wanted to crawl back and like, I just wanted to go and take a nap and just forget all about it. And it wasn't until I began to put myself out there, you know, going live or, you know, messaging a million people, going live, whatever it is that I had to do, that I really felt like, okay, I do this, but then this doesn't seem uncomfortable anymore at all. This just seems normal. So that's why I always say to my students inside my program is that like small actions lead to big results. And like when you build that momentum, it's like you don't even feel uncomfortable anymore. And that makes you really unstoppable.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. What an amazing, take the small step. It is, it is the little things that makes the huge difference. Jack Canfield is about the success principle set. The reason he got to be a New York Times bestselling author is because all the thousand little steps that he took for weeks and years that build up to that. And I just wanted to take a quick moment to share with the ladies some news. I haven't shared it with them, so I just wanted to share this with the ladies. And for those of you who are listening and watching, ta-da, darling, can you see number one in America? Can I get, come off mute, darling, and just give me a wood wood.
Woohoo! It's amazing. Woo!
So exciting. Woo! Wow, I can't believe that.
Yay, number one in America. So Canada, Charlene and Noel, we're going to come to you. We're going to treat it the way it's usually America first, then Canada, or is it the other way around at the Olympics? But let's get back.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing here?
Yeah, well, you're meant here. You're meant to be here. That's what you meant to be. It's a celebration. It's a result. It's an epic moment. Number one best-selling author. Number one. Thousands of books on Amazon today. Thousands and millions. But guess who's number one today in this moment? Yay! I'm gonna look back to Charlene. So Charlene, darling, tell us, what do you feel, how do you feel that writing a book has helped with your authority? Has it helped some part in your confidence? Has it helped some part in gaining credibility or solidifying your position as the expert? Because, you know, when you are a best-selling author, it's just something changes. So tell us about that, or something that you can envision.
Yeah, thank you so much. And first of all, I just want to give a shout out to everybody else. Man, I really hear your hearts behind what you're doing. And I think that's really the soul and essence of the book, Women Who Lead. We're all sharing a piece of us, something that was impactful that we stumbled across along the way that was really big to help us get to that next level. Like Francisca was saying, you know, that uncomfortable part, you know, a lot of us don't recognize that as being a good thing, but you know, when it's that uncomfortable one, but it's inside you and it rings like a bell, it just rings and it doesn't make sense to anybody else. You know why? Because that vision wasn't meant for anybody else. It was meant for you to follow. And so our chapter is called Your Yes, Your Success, because we stumbled into our yes. And the reason why we wanted to do participate in this book is, you know, it helps get that message out. So what does it do for our business? It helps us, helps other people. It invites them into our heart behind what we do. That's what you want. We want you in the conversation with us. We want you to know that what you're doing matters. We want to encourage you to follow your passion because we believe that you're meant to live a life lit up, not burn out trying to figure it out by yourself. We're here to help you. Every single one of us has a different gem, a different opportunity for you to look at from a different angle. Borrow our lens, borrow our experience, borrow our insights that we've worked really hard and tripped over and bruised ourselves over, that you don't have to cost yourself that. We want you to take it and run with it and succeed so that we can celebrate with you. And then you'll be the next author in the next version telling us what you learned. And we're meant to come together. That's the one beautiful thing that I believe about women, is that we are meant to come together. We gather naturally and we share naturally because we are all in it together. Let's unify in such a time as this. When the world is divided, this is a time when women are stronger than ever. Our voices are loud and powerful. And this is one platform to do it, you guys. So if you've ever considered doing a book, you might want to reach out to Istar and see what opportunities are available to you that way. It will give you positioning. It will give you authority. It does give you credibility, because you know why? It's going to help you sharpen your message. You must dial in because you have a word count and an editor. So you need to get it together, get clear, be succinct. What do you really bring to the table? And then get loud about it, sisters, because your heart matters, your message matters, and you were meant to lead with impact.
Fantastic. Did anybody feel like a Tony Robbins vibe coming from Charlene earlier?
You look like amazing.
A little passionate.
Yeah, exactly. You're like out there. I love it. This is what I love. This is what leadership's about. And Charlene touched on a really, really beautiful point that it's messy. You know, all the bruise and the battle and everything, it's messy. Every master was once a disaster. So we're on the right track. Every master was once a disaster. And it is that part, like, you know, like when they play football, because one of my coaches, an NFL player, used to be an NFL player. And he said, you know, the pretty boys, you know, doesn't get themselves dirty, but it's the boys that behind the pretty boys that are all dirty and messy. And those are the men that takes care of the pretty boys so that the pretty boys can run straight, right? So like, we're kind of like, you know, that kind of position. That's what we play. It's messy. We're not afraid to, like Charlene said, it's the bruise and the battered and the tears that kind of bring everybody together. Yes, absolutely. The connection part is also the key, right, Charlene, in people seeing that part of you to be able to connect to you from the book, from the voice that reads your book. And speaking of connection, I wanted to jump into Jan here. Jan, she told me when she read the book, she felt something, Woman Who Lead Volume 1. That connection that Charlene was talking about, Jan was on the other side before this on Volume 1. So Jan talked about that connection and like you felt when you read the book, you felt connect. Jen's Happy Place is Audible. So Woman Who Lead One was on Audible. So Jen's Happy Place was in Audible. Talk about that connection and talk about how that built trust with the authors in the book, with myself and the people around that, which lead into our beautiful collaboration today.
Well, I think that reading the book and then hearing it on Audible did a couple of things. First and foremost, I was so impressed and in awe of how honest and how transparent the authors were. And what that really did for me was give me the courage to look back at my own journey and put it all out there. You know, we are who we are. And I've stuffed a lot of things down forever and ever. Mm. And I'll tell you, it's all out now.
It's therapy. It's therapy, Jen.
So, and again, to be able to see it as an extraordinary journey and something that Francesca said, you know, we get to revel in this now. We get to know that this is normal, that tough times are normal, that anxiety is normal, that all the things we feel that we thought made us different actually make us very special. And I think that's what I've gotten out of this. Again, I've been on a hero's journey, and to be able to put that down, to be able to help other people see that they're not alone in the way they feel, that if you just keep stepping forward, no matter what, never give up, you can get to where you want to go. And then some, like this has just catapulted me as a result of being out there and thinking anything is possible. What's next? Another book,
yes.
A movie, who knows? Maybe I'll be working with Natalie. So.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Well, Natalie actually is producing a film for me, for my business. So Natalie came over to my home. We created it together. So she is amazing what she does. So it's kind of trickling to places. And Jen, what you mentioned about honesty and rawness, that's what sold you, or you like helped you to build the bridge between you and that person, right? That honesty, that rawness, that vulnerability. Yes, it's amazing, you know, to see what we have achieved and the results, accomplishments, absolutely. But Jen's business, like that honesty, that raw, is like that shows character. That is what that person is made of. I want to be with her, because it's like Jen said, if you can fall down, like Lady Gaga said in an Oscar-winning speech, wearing the beautiful black dress, it's not about winning. It's about how many times you get back up again and fight. And dreams, like Jen mentioned, dreams, the only way your dream is not going to come true, the only way it's not going to come true is when you give up on it. Not the world, but when you give up on it. So speaking of dreams, Francesca, this is one of your dreams, right? To be an author, to be, well, let me just rephrase it. Number one, best-selling author, this is your dream. It came to fruition today with the effort. So talk us about what does this mean to you in terms of the authority, in terms of your confidence, and where do you foresee that it's going to take you to?
I mean, and speaking about dreams, like I not giving up, you know, when I encountered the social media, for me, it was like an escape to feeling isolated in my own city, just because I lived in England for a year. And then I came back and I didn't know what to do. You know, I have this like master's and everything. I didn't know what to do with it. And I'm very vocal about the fact that, you know, people sometimes really just focus on like the title and not the calling, you know, like the certificate. And to be honest, yeah, I could have like a BA and MA, but if I don't have the mindset to act on it, and if I'm like terrified of doing stuff, it's not gonna happen. So I always try and say, why do you need it? Like, you know, it's not like it's important, obviously, but it's not, it shouldn't define you, you know? And for me, again, I didn't know what to do. So when the pandemic hit, I was like, okay, I'm done really not being myself. And so really what happened was that I'm creative, so I'm a musician as well, like I sing. And what I did is I wrote a song in my second language. I loved, you know, I launched it in Spotify, and I was like, I don't care what everyone thinks. Honestly, I'm just gonna do that, because this has been my dream forever. And what happened was that it wasn't the dream that I thought it was, because I was live streaming, but somehow I feel like this was for me and an art, and I didn't want to monetize it. That's something that I realized, but I only realized it because I did it, you know? Mm-hmm. And also as a multi-passionate, it's like I had to explore that and then explore another niche. And then finally, okay, I'm here, but you're afraid that people are going to think that you're confused or like, oh my God, again, like I feel like such a failure because I didn't keep doing this, but there's, you know, I think, you know, when you're in the right place, you know, when you have to leave something and it's not the easiest thing, and you know, when you're in the right place. And for me, it's just like the mindset thing is just the most important thing. It's like, you know, the writing, the journaling, just the habits. And to be honest, I feel like, yeah, what's next? I mean, like, I feel like everything's possible now. Like nothing's impossible, you know, like, and just a year and a half ago, I felt like I don't know what to do. And I don't know if I'm going to be even able to handle life as an adult, to be honest. Yeah. And now I don't even recognize myself anymore.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. Not even recognizing yourself because you took that leap of faith in a way, right? The next thing and the next thing. And like, okay, the reason, like you said, the reason why you didn't like it, this is not your dream, not you didn't like it, but the reason why this is not your dream with that singing is because you went for it, right? You experience it. You get to know, oh yeah, okay, this is what I thought it was, this, but it's actually this, because for you, art is a creative form outlet for you. So that is actually, you know, that is what leaders do. They would, I think there's a research that shows that over our lifetime, we have like at least 8 jobs, 8 different positioning, because we like don't know what is the best, or is it the best for us at the moment. The only way, like Francisca said, is to dip your toes in it and swim within that. And then you can make the decision and the experience of it. I think certainly each and every one of us here, when I read out your story, you would start here and then here and then here. It's a lily pad that you jump from a place, one place to the other. So that is fantastic. And speaking of you singing, I suddenly that memory of me with my group of friends at high school, singing at a club, singing Baby When the Lights Go Out, just popped into my mind. I'm like, oh my God, like, did I really just perform Baby When the Lights Go Out? I'm like, oh my God. So that just suddenly came up, right? Which is, don't worry, darlings, I'm not going to be performing today because I'm saving for some time. Natalie, darling, let's come back to you about this lily pad, this dreams that you have. How has it helped you to being part of this project, being a best-selling author? How has it helped you in a way in your authority or being more confident in what to do? Like you mentioned, like you shared it to that guy. He was like, did you really do that? Oh my God, that's amazing. How has that helped you in terms of your authority, your leadership, your credibility, your confidence?
Well, I think that it's kind of adding to, I think, the lesson. It's helping me practice the lesson that I write about in the book. So one thing that I realized is that, you know, being a female cinematographer, being a woman in film production, when I started 10 years ago, there wasn't a ton of us. Like, I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me over the years and said, you're the first female DP, which is director of photography, I've ever met. And I'm like, cool. And that's an issue. but now there's so many more women in the industry, and it's really inspiring. But one thing that I really hope that this chapter and this experience will help other women in my industry is just realize, you know, being what you want to be, like, there are no boundaries for what you want to be. And I think a lot of when I first started in my career was, oh, I'm not a cinematographer yet because I haven't filmed a feature film, or I haven't worked on a big TV show that's on Netflix, or I haven't done this or that. Like, oh, I won't be a cinematographer until I do those things. And it wasn't until I had this experience of actually being on set and learning from the best that I was like, wow. I mean, the projects that I'm on are much smaller scale, but they're all the same. I mean, we have a director, we have actors, we have hair and makeup, we have wardrobe, you know, the process is the same. And it's, you know, just on different levels and with different people. And so that's been one of the biggest takeaways for me is just realizing that, wow, you know, I kind of had it inside of me this whole time. And so that's what I hope people get from that. And not just in the film industry, but every industry. I mean, I could say the same thing being a business owner. I was like, who am I to run a business? I never went to business school. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, thank God you went for it, because you've helped me with my TikTok and with me in my business. And you mentioned something about working with the best. That's how you learn to up your game. And each of the ladies here are trailblazers in what they do. So you want to get on that choo-choo train of theirs, wherever it is that they're going, you want to get into that choo-choo train of theirs. And I just wanted to say hello to Ali here. Ali, thank you for joining. She's also one of the co-authors of Woman Who Leads. She just had an operation, but she showed up today. So thank you, Ali, for showing up. And I know I'm so sorry because I didn't realize it was you because the name I didn't recognize. So let's wrap up today with what is your one power word as a woman who leads that's coming from your heart that you feel women who leads need to have or need to hear, or at least the younger version of you. So I'll start with Ali. Go. What's your one power word?
My one is a determination.
That wonderful. Is
gotten me through.
Wonderful. And Ali here, she is, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a veteran, right, Ali?
I am. I served in the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps. So you can bet that the determination and the commitment and the grit is part of who she is. So Francesca, what is your one power word?
Freedom.
Freedom! Jan, your one power word is?
Yeah.
Grit.
Grit. Go. And Natalie, what is your one power word?
Courage.
Heck yes. Bravery. It reminds me of Braveheart, right? Like William Wallace conquering the castle. I've actually been to the castle in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Braveheart. It's just not my thing. But my mum loves Mel Gibson. So Noelle, darling, what is your one power word?
I'll have to go with collaboration.
Collaboration, teamwork, Noelle. I'm sorry, Charlene, one last word from you, the power, and take us home, darling.
I think mine is passion.
Passion, wonderful. Passion. Thank you so much, everybody. And that wraps up Woman Who Lead, available on Amazon today at a special launch price, and proceeds will be donated to the Forgotten Children Inc. to fight against human trafficking. And grab the book and read their story. They are trailblazers. You would not believe the things that they have endured to be here today. So go and grab the book today. Until the next episode with me, this is your host, Dr. Izdihar Jamil. Tell yourself, yes, I can, and so it is done. And for those of you who would love to share your voices on prestigious platform, whether to become a best-selling author, Forbes, TED TV magazines, check out izdiharjamil.com. And one final thing to share with the ladies before we say goodbye. Number one in Australia.
Hooray! Oh, I gotta get a picture.
So we're international, number one international best-selling author, Charlene and Noelle. Let's take Canada, the next one. Let's conquer Canada. After this. And the ladies here are so excited. Thank you so much for joining us today. And the next step for these ladies, meeting with Forbes. So that's something that is coming up. Darling, say goodbye and say woot woot.
Woot woot.
Bye.